Hello, I'm Xiaofen Li. On behalf of co-authors Dr. Jing Shangchi and Dr. Qiren Cai, I will present the article entitled Diagnostic Yield and Treatment Impact of Whole Genome Sequencing in Pediatric Neurological Disorders, published in the August 2021 issue of DMCN. This study was performed in Taichung, Taiwan. Pediatric neurological disorders consist of a group of diverse diseases. The underlying etiologies of these disease entities vary widely, and the genetic factors play a pivotal role. To date, whole exome sequencing has been used extensively in clinical practice to elucidate genetic causes in previously undiagnosed patients using historical approaches. Nevertheless, WGS has proven more powerful than whole exome sequencing. With this in mind, we use the WGS in pediatric patients with neurological disorders to investigate the diagnostic yield of WGS and its clinical utility after a genetic diagnosis. This was a prospective cohort study carried out from January 2016 through to December 2019, infants and children aged younger than 18 years who had suspected genetic neurological disorders were assessed for eligibility for WGS. Patients with definite molecular diagnosis by other genetic testing methods were excluded from this study. Participants who had not been diagnosed previously and fulfilled the inclusion criteria were enrolled consecutively for WGS. The phenotypes of patients were divided into four groups after the WGS results, including the neurodevelopmental group, the epilepsy group, the neuromuscular group, and the movement disorder group. The patient cohort consisted of 214 consecutive cases. 34.1% of participants were categorized as neurodevelopmental group, 56.1% as the epilepsy group, 3.7% as the neuromuscular group, and 6.1% as the movement disorder group. A molecular diagnosis was reported for 94 patients. The highest diagnosis rate was achieved in the neuromuscular group, 62.5%, followed by the epilepsy group, 47.5%, the neurodevelopmental group, 41.1%, and the movement disorder group, 15.4%. Heterogeneous genes were found in each group, including 26 mutated genes in 30 diagnoses in the neurodevelopmental group, 34 mutated genes in 57 diagnoses in the epilepsy group, 2 mutated genes in 2 diagnoses in the movement disorder group, and 5 mutated genes in 5 diagnoses in the neuromuscular group. 22 out of 94 individuals had intermediate changes in their treatment strategy after obtaining their WGS results, including 5 individuals in neurodevelopmental disorder group and 17 in epilepsy group. In conclusion, the distinctive features of pediatric neurological disorders include a wide spectrum of clinical manifestations and diverse genetic heterogeneity. WGS allows pediatric neurologists to integrate genomic data into the clinical diagnosis and adjust the management strategies. An early molecular diagnosis has a positive impact on patient care by ending an often long diagnostic process and provides personalized health care to improve clinical outcomes. This paper adds that for selective children in our cohort, The diagnostic yield of WGS was 43.9%, and the clinical utility after obtaining WGS results was 23.4%. For full-length original article and supplementary data, please see DMCN website. If there are any questions, please send an email to corresponding author's email address. Thank you for your attention.